Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're going to talk about dogs who dig. This is a very common problem, I reckon.
It is a very common problem. Now, let's begin by saying that digging is a natural behavioural thing that dogs do. They often do that. And often when they see us gardening and they're hanging around while we might be putting in a new sprinkler system and we're digging things up to put that in, sometimes they think that might be helpful
so
if they come
following
and
behavior,
dig it up.
What we do.
Yep. I wouldn't be the first person that's had that experience. So we've got to work out, why is the dog digging? Often dogs will dig because they're bored. Now, we live in a pretty full-on, fast-paced world where, you know, we're working longer hours than we used to. You know, if you've got a decent social life, you're out, you're doing this, or the kids have got sports. So we're often not home. And when we are home, we just want to veg and take it easy. Well, for the dog that's also a social animal, being at home all day long by themselves and then maybe they get half an hour of your time, it can create boredom for a dog. So a big thing is making sure that you're walking your dog. Dogs love to walk. It gives them really good sensory experiences. Plus, also, it lets them know what's going on in the neighbourhood. So that's a really important thing for dogs. Also, providing a spot where your dog can dig. So having some sand in an area or maybe a sand pit where your dog can dig and you encourage digging there can often at least locate the problem into one area. For dogs that are diggers, I wouldn't let them have toys outside because toys and bones are generally the thing that they like to dig and bury.
Yep, yep.
So keeping them away from that. And also keeping an eye on temperature. Dogs will tend to dig and lie in what they've dug as a way of being able to cool their stomach, so they don't sweat like we do. So the only way they can reduce heat is to have something cool to lie on and then pant. So they'll often do that. So always make sure you've got water available for your dog. And those shell pools that you can pick up from virtually anywhere with a little bit of water can help them solve that problem as well. When dogs dig, they're trying to solve a problem or they're trying to respond to a need that they have. If we can provide them with that ability to get what they need without digging up the garden, that's a pretty cool situation.
Thanks, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Have a great weekend.